Hi everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today I am going to talk about where the capital's going. And it's not going very far in a lot of places. I'm going to show you. Most of it is shorts. Seems the world's going into the toilet right now. So today's Friday, July 31st, 2:55 p.m. Eastern Standard. So let's go through it. Okay, so I have to tell you this methodology to finding both Forex and CFDs. Wouldn't trade either of them. But these are really good for lining up trades over the next week or two. Most of the ones that put calls out over the last few weeks have worked. There's been China, CN50, there's been oil, Euro, the European 50 market, quite a few other ones. So this seems to work quite nice. So let's go through it and find out what is out there. Now, this is using Oanda data. Like I said, you wouldn't want to trade off of these kind of retail brokers, but the data's fine. It's free as long as you have an account. So let's go through this. There's quite a number of excellent, but a lot of them are basically shorts. So this is using harmonic scans. The motive wave, you can see here, here's our target price lower than the current price. We don't want that for now. If you want to trade it, that's fine. But what this is telling you with the Australian and Swiss franc or Canadian, definitely, safety trades. You can see here, actually, get the odd one where this, let me just pull up the day chart here. You can see here, these type of trades. So let's say the Canadian Japanese yen will go up to 82.45, historical being here not too long ago, June 8th. Okay, so that's the sort of thing we want to look for, our defense trades. The other thing we are going to look at are the top picks with excellent score for what seems to be the commodities or what's left of the European markets to have some form of longing. So again, this used to be a top pick, but now it's a top short pick. So, it's just not a good thing to see, obviously, unless you like shorting. I never do well in shorting. Natural gas, well, it's gone up. Now they're coming off, so that's what's targeting. Soybean, another one. I haven't seen that one in a while. The Euro 50s to be shorted. The France 40 or CAC is going to be shorted as well. I mean, this is really bad. So we have now Euro against the British pound to short. This is a long. This makes sense because of the Norwegian Euro against the Norwegian krone. That's again for sure a defense play, safe haven play. Here, Australian's got some leg room, but if you don't mind trading the wider spreads, this makes sense, this trade. Euro against the Norwegian, and it's got some leg room here, as you see, up to 11.07. This one, not worth, well, it's kind of, this will probably take a couple of days for it to get here if it gets there, the Euro against the Australian dollar. Let's see here, but you can see here it just doesn't have the same ramp on ramp space for with the euro against the Norwegian. Again, here you can see here another classic defense trade. I don't know why British pound's been doing quite well lately. It's gone up about a dollar here or a full yen. British pound against the yen. That looks like it's going to top out. But usually, as I keep saying, this methodology seems to work nice. A little bit more leg room with the pound against the Australian dollar, depending upon which one you want to believe. That's pretty well it. Now, you could probably go into the very good ratings here. For instance, here we got the Brent crude shorting opportunity there. Corn, we've looked at already. The US 30, yeah, that's anything US is, you can see if US was number one, it'd be in the top picks under excellent, but we're not seeing that. Euro against the Danish. So this might be a good one as well if you don't mind trading that. That might get become more of an excellent score in the next few days. I wouldn't be surprised by that. You see these big bars here, so that's already getting lined up. British against the Japanese yen we've covered. British against the Swiss franc. That's got quite a bit of leg room there. Let me just check the daily here. Well, yeah, it's pretty good from is it currently at 119 to $1.21. So there might be some growth there. This one I always see, this is a classic short. I don't think that's going to go anywhere. That's a U.S.-Canadian. U.S.-Norwegian again. Let's see how the U.S.-Mexican peso is doing. Again, short. So I'm going to leave it at that. I could probably go through all the rest of them. We have wheat, which was good, not good anymore. The SPX, shorting. So it's mostly shorting, but there are some classic retail Forex pairs here that you might be able to take advantage of on a good Forex broker. But from what I've seen, man, crypto. And we're seeing them all the time now. And they're moving like 10, 20, 25% returns in a few days, sometimes overnight. We'll leave it at that. If you want to learn more about what I do, just come on over to two areas. I guess the free books, get quantlabs.net, opt in, get your two free PDFs here. And now, with this type of service that we're talking about, if you like these kind of calls, join the quantlabs.net/quant analytics. So just move over to quantlabs.net/quant analytics. There's a video here that will explain everything. I will be adding in quite a number of things. First, what I'll be doing is adding Forex with these type of calls, so these will no longer be public, but they seem to work real well. We'll leave it at that. Also, one other thing that I'm noticing is my bot that I've talked about in the last few months, because now we have the ability to trade in Binance with Motowave, it changes my world and everybody else's world that's interested in this, is to still use, I've gone through all of the studies, I've gone through all the out-of-box strategies with crypto to see which ones work really well. Same concepts as what I do here in Forex and CFD. What I'm finding, they're not the same results. They're not as predictable, but doesn't mean that MotiveWave is useless with Binance, by no means. What I am finding is you can do really well with cryptos, with Binance on MotiveWave, but there's a lot more guessing. But with all the Python scripts that I've developed over, let's say, the last 2 years, I've tested those, compared them against the performance of whatever I could try to find with some form of predictability within MotiveWave. I'm just finding that I'm getting better results with Python. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue doing the server end with Python with the signaling and the way it's looking. I'm testing the capabilities to be able to send signals again via email into MotiveWave and then use MotiveWave as the venue to send out live orders with Binance, but using the trading signals from my Python scripts into or via email and into a automated strategy with MotiveWave to execute the trades on Binance. So we'll leave it at that. I'm hoping it works, and if that's the case, then we're back in the game. If you want to learn more or get in on the real low rate, quantlabs.net/quantanalytics. That's it. Thanks for watching. Have a good day.